This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Now is a great time to deworm your cattle. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Deworming is a fairly routine part of taking care of any livestock, especially cattle, but it's not something to be taken lightly. For every day that there are parasites in your livestock, you are losing valuable dollars in ROI. Grant Crawford, Associate Director of Cattle Technical Services with Merck Animal Health, said that deworming can provide a ton of return for the input required.
Yeah, when we look at deworming, Riley, it's something that's often overlooked, but it's extremely important. When you look at all the technologies that are available for beef cows, for the cow-calf operation, or for stocker cattle on grass, dewormers are the product that can provide the greatest return for those enterprises. So it's something that we really need to pay attention to, not only that cattle get dewormed, but that they're properly dewormed at the right time of year.
Through the extensive testing they've done, Crawford said the data shows that pour-on and injectable and treatments aren't as effective as their oral treatment products.
What we consistently see is that the pour-ons and injectables that are often used are not as effective as they once were. We target a 90 or maybe even a 95% reduction in fecal egg count. That would tell us we're reducing worms in the gut by 90 to 95%. And the pour-ons and injectables are often only about 50 to 60% effective in reducing those egg counts. So they're not working very well. The oral products like Safeguard Drench or Safeguard in the feed are still 95% effective or more. And part of the reason for that is just the mode of action. The drench products and the feed products, they're oral products. They go straight to the gut where worms live, whereas the other products have to take a roundabout way to get there. So that's a large reason why the oral products continue to be very effective.
For more information, visit safeguardworks.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.